Says Michael Popak, Legal AF. I'm going to try to connect the dots between Donald Trump's financial difficulties, his grifting using his persecution complex, the amount of money that he's raised, claiming that he's being unfairly indicted or prosecuted or arrested, and then what he uses his money for, including 24-karat gold seat belts and seat buckles on his new Trump Force One airplane that's been completely remodeled off the back of the grift of average people who have donated money to him. Let's start with his financial woes. Let's look at first that capital markets, his ability to borrow money for his businesses, at least in America, among banks, even before some of the regional bank problems that have befell the banking system, are drying up. When you lose a 17-count criminal conviction in state court for fraud and improper bookkeeping and books and records, as Donald Trump and his organizations did against Alvin Bragg over the summer, that really means you no longer have the ability to go to traditional capital markets, i.e. banks in the United States or even the global market, to get your lending, to get your funding. There's only so much Donald Trump has in the bank in terms of his own money. He normally uses other people's money, what we call in the business OPM, leverages and hocks up to the hilt his properties with mortgages and tries to pocket the money, which works in a rising property value market, but doesn't work when the property values start to drop. Also, when you can constantly go around and use a three-card Monty, a shell game, to go find banks to lend to you, to take you out of other onerous, more onerous banking relationships, that works as long as you have the banks to do that. Those banks in the United States have been closed off because their underwriting departments, their shareholders, their boards of directors don't want to do business with Donald Trump, whose companies have been convicted of crimes related to tax evasion. That happened off of the summer convictions, meaning Donald Trump has had to go to places like Dubai, Saudi Arabia, really non-traditional aspects of the capital markets to do fundraising. He's now staring down the barrel and has to report on every application for credit that he makes out. He's staring down the barrel of a $250 million, at least, civil fraud case against him, 17 others, including all of his children, brought by the New York Attorney General. He can say what he wants in Twitter, can say what he wants at rallies, can say what he wants on social media, but in applications to banks, he has to disclose that he is being sued for fraud, and fraud, that F word, is the one that banks hate the most in a lending relationship or capital markets relationship. So he's got that staring down the barrel. He's got a substantial case against him that doesn't get much press, involving another aspect of civil fraud that he and his children perpetrated in a civil case in the Southern District of New York related to multi-level marketing and a telephone long-distance card scheme that he did. He grifted straight out of his Celebrity Apprentice days. That's going on. And that, if that leads to a judgment, that'll be a substantial multi-million dollar judgment. E. Jean Carroll is seeking money and substantial money related to her claims of civil rape against Donald Trump that is going to trial in less than 4 weeks in another federal courthouse or another federal courtroom in Manhattan. So you got all that going on. Then you've got the criminal cases being brought by Fani Willis, Georgia election interference, and Jack Smith for things as varied as his mishandling of top secret and classified documents, conspiracy related to that, conspiracy related to the fraudulent election and false elector scheme, and all of that. And there can be substantial financial fines and penalties related to that under federal law. You got all of that. So what does Donald Trump have to do? What is his number one way of making a living right now? A lot of his golf courses are drying up. A lot of his investment opportunities are drying up. He's had to sell the hotel, apparently, in Washington, D.C., or attempt to, because he's not making any money. He's got failed golf course communities all around the country. He's got places in Manhattan that are literally ripping his name off of the building because they no longer want to live in a Trump building. That is how badly damaged the brand is outside of these people that rally and the MAGA people that support him. So streams of income are drying up. What's left? Things like his attempt to merge his media company that owns really one asset, Truth Social, into a special purpose acquisition vehicle called a SPAC to try to get $1 billion that's locked away in the SPAC vehicle. The Securities and Exchange Commission has stepped in the middle of that to block that transaction because there's potential that crimes were committed both by Donald Trump and the SPAC sponsor related to how that whole arrangement was set up. So now that exit ramp for money is blocked to Donald Trump, right? $1 billion that's sitting in the SPAC. Can't get that. Can't get traditional refinancing for his properties because of the tax fraud convictions. You're in Europe, Asia, and in places like Saudi Arabia and Dubai, they're thinking twice about doing business with him as well. So what's left? It's not this NFTs that he's trying to sell these trading cards, electronic or otherwise, and try to grift his way to $5 or $10 million. The big ticket item has always been for him since he's been a candidate, since before 2016, is fundraising through his PACs and through his presidential campaign. For example, he has raised over $250 million since 2020 on the backs of the grift that there was a voter fraud and Joe Biden didn't win the election. So he got $250 million worth of people to believe him and not believe over 90 lawsuits, the cybersecurity chief of the United States related to elections. Every member of every federal court that's addressed the issue, including the members of the Supreme Court, but he got these suckers to give him $250 million under this persecution complex that he uses for his major grift. But that's not all. Every time there's an event that we report on here on my Hot Takes or on my podcast, Legal AF on Wednesdays and Saturdays on the Midas Touch Network, he uses it as an opportunity to fundraise.
And now let's take a quick break to talk about our next partner, ZBiotics. You ever skip a workout because of drinks the night before? Well, me too. If you're committed to your healthy routine this year, you need ZBiotics. ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. So here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics, it produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. It's designed to work like your liver, but in your gut where you need it the most. Just remember to drink ZBiotics before drinking alcohol. Drink responsibly and get a good night's sleep to feel your best tomorrow. The first time I tried ZBiotics was on vacation with my wife. You know, as instructed, I drank a bottle of ZBiotics before any alcohol, and I was amazed at how good I felt the next day. Give ZBiotics a try for yourself. Go to ZBiotics.com/LegalAF to get 15% off your first order when you use LegalAF at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, head to ZBiotics.com/LegalAF and use code LegalAF at checkout for 15% off.
So in August, when the Department of Justice and the FBI executed the search warrant, now infamous search warrant at Mar-a-Lago, he raised tens of millions of dollars within hours of the raid. You know, while he was tweeting how inappropriate it was, what he was really doing was working on his social media campaign and his fundraising campaign to go raise money, which he did. Did it again. I guess he was a little low on cash based on his expenditures, because let's be frank, Trump and the family Trump have a big nut every month. They have a big burn rate as a family for all of these properties, even though they take these tremendous tax deductions because they live in their golf courses and claim all sorts of deductions related to that. But look, he's got, I don't know if he and the family are burning through you know, $10 million a month, or they're building, or they're burning through $30 million a month, but they're burning through a lot of cash. This organization has a lot of cash needs on a monthly basis, and they're taking it out of the grift. So on the 18th of March, you know, just 8-9 days ago, he had no evidence whatsoever. The Manhattan DA's office did not contact him. None of the lawyers were contacted by the prosecutors, nothing. Just Donald Trump needed to raise, you know, $3, $4, $5, $8 million that day. So he decided to announce that he was going to be arrested on the following Tuesday. And we were all like, what is he talking about? Those that were in the know, or those that had contacts at the Manhattan DA's office, were like, what is he talking about? He's not, I mean, he may well be arrested, but it's not going to be this coming Tuesday. But, you know, Donald Trump, just for shits and giggles, decided he needed to raise money. And he raised $500,000 a day, and has been raising over $500,000 a day based on that, because as soon as he made the announcement, his social media team, his PAC team, his MAGA team went into action, creating videos of Donald Trump begging for money, creating email blasts, social media blasts, social media videos, tweets, and all the like, all on the major grift. You know, Donald Trump is Jesus Christ, persecuted, crucified by the Democrats. Send him money. Not a bad way to make $500,000 a day. And if you want to see writ large where all this money goes, just take a look at him giving a tour recently on the plane that he took to Waco just this past weekend on Saturday for his big rally, Trump Force One, whatever that is, his 757 jumbo jet from Boeing that he picked up for $100 million from Paul Allen, one of the founders of Microsoft, back in 2010. So he used that. Where did he get the $100 million from? Well, it wasn't the Celebrity Apprentice. It wasn't his failed casinos in Atlantic City. It wasn't slapping his name on a bunch of buildings. It was the grift that is now the subject of the New York Attorney General civil fraud case that's being prosecuted in the New York court system and going to trial on October the 2nd. That's where the money comes from. There's very little legitimate business underneath Donald Trump's house of cards. I'm just going to call it for what it is. I grew up in the area that he applied his trade in. I've been watching him since I was a teenager on television and all the news reports. I know all about Atlantic City and his failures there. I know all about his failures in New York. He was a relatively middling real estate developer who was on the balls of his backside when he got picked up by Celebrity Apprentice to kind of rejuvenate him as a P.T. Barnum, as a showman, to raise money. He had no intention of running for president. He was too busy trying to figure out a way to plug holes in his financial affairs and to get more cash into Trump Incorporated. And that's what he did. So what did he spend the money on? Let's take a look at this new plane that's been completely remodeled for tens of millions of dollars just recently over the last year, using in part money from the grift, from the Mar-a-Lago search warrant execution fundraising drive, from 2 weeks ago, the I'm going to be arrested on Tuesday, a lie, fundraising drive at $500,000 clip a day. Where's all that money go? It goes into 24-carat seat belts and sinks and belt buckles and velvet on the walls and, you know, him bragging about the opulence of all of the money, none of which he earned, all of which he obtained through the grift from people, I assure you, who are not in a financial situation that comes anywhere close to Donald Trump's. If I had to guess, many of these people are, you know, well below a proper standard of living that would give them the ability with disposable income to stroke a check for $500, $1,000, $3,000, whatever it is that adds up to $250 million since he left office, and tens of millions of dollars off of the law enforcement activities around his criminal activities. So if you want to know where your money's going, ladies and gentlemen that are out there, that are trolling this network and are like to watch my hot takes and comment on them. And you can sit proudly and say, my money went to a 24 carat belt buckle underneath the bulging belly of Donald Trump, because that's where a lot of your money went. And it goes to support his lifestyle and the fake opulence of his lifestyle. And that's where it is. That's your emperor who has 24 carat gold clothes. That's what you bought. And that's who you are supporting. So I wanted to connect the dots on this and compare relatively quickly the financial stress that's on Trump Inc., which leads him to have to go out and grift through the only financial channel of fundraising that's left to him, that's really open to him, the only spigot that's open to him, which is PAC election fundraising, and using bad things that happened to him, and they're only increasing, as a way through persecution complex to get and pull on the heartstrings of his poor, gullible campaign contributors to support his opulent lifestyle. Don't think he's eating, you know, a can of tuna fish, you know, in the kitchen with his cat. Okay. He's flying around at, you know, $1 million or more a week of maintenance cost on a 757 that he remodeled with 24 karat gold sinks and seatbelts and velvet on the walls with your money. And the more that this financial spigots get turned off to him by law enforcement, the more that they turn off, the more desperate he's going to be, he's going to become. So watch his social media for the air of desperation in fundraising, because it's only going to get worse. And I'm going to continue to report on it on hot takes, just like this one. I bring them out about once every day when I'm not doing this and a practicing attorney. I co-anchor one of the leading political and legal podcasts on the Midas Touch Network called Legal AF on Wednesdays and Saturdays. I'm joined in hot takes by my co-anchors, Ben Mycelis and Karen Freeman Ignifilo. And if you like what I'm doing, you can follow me at MS Popoc on all things social media, including Twitter. This is Michael Popoc, Legal AF reporting.
The best part of waking up? Maggot tears in my cup. Check out the new Maggot Sears mug available now at store.midastouch.com. That's store.midastouch.com. It's 100% union made right here in the USA. I know I'm not tired of winning yet. How about you? Get yours today.